on the KSRO live line with us this morning, Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Morning, Pat. Morning, Larry.
Nice to talk to you. And last night is the third time the charm. I guess that's the question. The vote on the ban for outdoor pot gardens went down in flames last night. Should this be the end of discussion about outdoor gardens in Santa Rosa, or will it come up again in the future?
I think it'll come up again, Pat. You know, what we did last night was we rejected a urgency moratorium on pot, outdoor pot growing for
personal
use. Yeah,
45 day.
Yeah, and you know, the urgency is tough to see at this point. We don't have a lot of data about this, and this was one of the concerns of the council. We have a lot of anecdotal information about people who are bothered and concerned about people in their neighborhoods growing marijuana, but we don't have data about it. And I've received hundreds of emails over the past few months as this has appeared and disappeared from our agenda. And I would say that they're pretty much split down the middle of people who absolutely don't want anybody to grow pot in their neighborhood, and people who feel it is now their right to grow a few plants in their yard. And this was brought up last night again by our ex-police chief, Tom Swethelm, on the council, who noted that 60% of Californians voted to legalize marijuana last
right.
November. And he made it clear he didn't vote for that, but we do have to consider what the voters have done. And, you know, they've created this strange new world for elected leaders like us,
yes.
law enforcement, and we're trying to figure our way through that. So I do not think that this is the last you'll hear about this.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different angles you can go with this marijuana issue, you know, safety, health. But what about the business part of it? All sorts of cities around California are popping up to be the hub of this business that's going to really boom in the next few years. Do you take that perspective, especially with the big tax measure coming up?
Well, we treat commercial cultivation differently than we do this issue last night, which was personal cultivation.
Right.
And we made clear that that commercial cultivation outdoors anywhere in Santa Rosa remains prohibited.
Well, it sounded like you were concerned, too, about what kind of enforcement there would be of that kind of an outdoor growing ban.
Right. With the passage of Proposition 64 in November, the growing marijuana in your yard became not a criminal issue, not a law enforcement issue, but a land use issue. And it would be handled by code enforcement officers, the same people who come knocking on your door if you have abandoned cars in your yard, or, you know, who inspect homes to make sure that they're healthful and safe for tenants, you know, that there's no mold, that the appliances are working, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough people, you know, on our code enforcement staff to handle all the calls we get for housing right now. So telling the community that we're going to ban outdoor personal marijuana growing and then not providing any enforcement for that sends the wrong message, in my opinion. And we don't have the capability to enforce that right now. We might, as we go down the road and we start collecting taxes on the commercial side of marijuana, but we don't have it now.
Well, let's move to one of the most serious issues that has been facing Sonoma County and the country for a long, long time, homelessness. Tonight is the first of a series of public forums on homelessness. What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, eventually I hope to accomplish a more cohesive approach to the problem than what we've had in the past. And I don't want to denigrate what we've done, because Santa Rosa, over the past couple of years, has really stepped up and increased the amount of actual social work type of things that we're doing with the homeless issue in Santa Rosa. But we need to coordinate better with the county. We need to coordinate better with service providers throughout the city. And what this meeting tonight as a kickoff for this effort will do is we'll sit down and take an overview of what everybody's doing, so we're all on the same page, and try and get that page always in front of us and always be on the same page from this day forward.
And one quick question before we go, Chris. It's had several tests so far. What's your report card grade for the new Courthouse Square?
I love it. If you haven't been down there, go see it. I hear a lot of criticism about the square, and the first question I ask is, have you been there?
Yeah.
And a lot of the critics have not. And particularly, it's Wednesday, so this evening, the downtown market on Wednesday evenings in downtown Santa Rosa is a completely different event than what you've seen for the last 15 or 20 years. It brings that square alive. There are people dancing all around the square. It's a lot of fun. So to all the critics, all I say is go and experience it for yourself.
Mayor, thank you for being with us this morning. You know we'll be calling on you again.
All right, Pat.
That's Mayor Chris Corsi from the city of Santa Rosa.